people got to be careful because HR1 is not dead. It is just dead in its current iteration.
And you notice who voted for it?
No, I didn't look at the roll.
Manchin flipped.
Of course
he did. So it was a 50-50 with the filibuster defeating it.
Yep. Yeah, well, I mean, once Manchin got exposed in those phone calls, the veneer of him not voting for it was...
Schumer was proud to gloat that he got Manchin to flip back.
Yeah, getting Manchin to flip on anything is not something to be bragging about. Because the guy will flip open a phone booth if he can. Yeah. All right. Just to give you an idea, this is from Newsmax here on the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, from Emerald Robinson reporting on the death of the For the People Act.
According to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Joe Manchin, who was sort of a holdout on this, is going to vote yes to advance this bill to debate. But from how it looks, it still has to get, you know, 60 votes to break the filibuster. So it still looks as if it would fail. According to Schumer, they made a deal that if they could get 10 Republicans to come on board, since Manchin is now voting yes, then they would bring up Manchin's proposal. His amendment proposal first to debate and to vote on. Now, Manchin has given his own proposal, his own amendment on how he thinks this bill should go. That does include expanding early voting 15 days. It does give a provision, which Heather talked a little bit about in the last hour, to include voter ID. But now keep in mind, this is not necessarily maybe the voter ID that Republicans are talking about. He has also suggested this could include utility bills, which, as we know, might not be as secure. So there would still be significant Republican pushback on that provision as it is being proposed by Joe Manchin right now. The Senate is set to vote on this procedural vote at 5:30 today. They've been voting on the nominee for the White House Office of Personnel at the moment. The Biden White House, though, today in the press secretary's briefing got some pushback from their usually friendly corporate media, suggesting that the president isn't doing enough to get this For the People's Act passed. And it was interesting, about the same time the briefing ended, the president did finally put out a tweet suggesting that this needs to get done. And to his desk, Jen Psaki also defended the president, suggesting that this is the fight of his presidency, that he's committed to it. So what does this really mean today? So let's say this procedural vote doesn't pass. It does not mean it's over. In fact, it puts a little more pressure, now that Joe Manchin has said yes to advancing it to debate, for he and Kyrsten Sinema from Arizona, who have been staunchly against ending the filibuster. They're going to get some more pressure from their more progressive colleagues in Congress and probably the White House as well, based on what Jen Psaki said today, to support ending the filibuster in order to pass this. Now, if they don't, this will be a major part of Democrats' platform in 2022.
All right, there you go. So that's pretty much what's going on with the For the People Act. It's not passing because of the filibuster and all this other stuff. But the issue is, and this is why I wanted to highlight it, this is from Red State's Jennifer Oliver O'Connell. Got enough names there, Jennifer. HR1 is dead. Long live the filibuster. Now, this will be painted as a triumph of the Republic. Of course, everybody's not formed correctly, so it'll be a triumph of democracy. Democracy work, baby. And that's why the For the People Act died. Well, for now. And I actually will, it'll be very interesting to talk to Daniel Savakis in the next hour about the death of the For the People Act. Because, of course, you needed the 60 votes in order to have the public debate. And it's at 50-50. All right. That doesn't mean, I mean, you have people like Mitt Romney. You have others that are ready to go. Because now, here's the real thing. Now that it didn't pass, now the blitzkrieg from the legacy media begins. Like what you hear from MSNBC here on the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel.
And about what is the filibuster?
We're going to enter into that debate, and we're also going to enter into what is American democracy and who should have access to it. This is fundamentally...
Remember, my guest, Dennis Haw, on Monday, talked about the fact that they use the word democracy even though it's not correct, because it's all about confusing language and messing around with definitions. You hear it in real time here.
Going to be a debate cast in talking to activists and talking to White House officials. This is going to be a debate about whether or not we want America to be the place that the founders, flawed as they may have been, the founders wanted it to be, which is...
Yeah, this is that PBS reporter, Yemichi Alcindor. She's a terrible reporter. She's a 100% affirmative action hire, and 100% only because she's not a reporter. She's an activist. She's taking a reporter's spot as an activist at a place that's publicly funded, which is another reason why PBS needs to be defunded 100%. But like, what the founders wanted. How the hell do you know what the founders wanted? You have no idea what the founders wanted, because you don't know what's going on here. Anyway.
A place where people could vote and people could have access to who were the elected officials.
Yeah, and Yemichi here, I don't know her name, so I'm just going to say Yemichi, doesn't realize that the system we have in place now is actually opposite to what the founders wanted. Oh, yeah, that's right. First of all, the Senate was not supposed to be elected by direct popular vote. It was supposed to be appointed by the state's congressional, the congressional members of that state. Wasn't supposed to be done via popular vote. So you're wrong there, Yemichi. Secondly, the Electoral College, as it's set up, is not supposed to be the Electoral College of the founders' time. So those are two things that you don't have correct here. But you go ahead and you lecture us on what you think the founders were supposed to be doing.
When I talk to the activists and civil rights leaders, they tell me...
Oh, those are the people you need to definitely be consulting. Not historians, but activists and civil rights leaders, which she is one of them.
That not only, of course, are they going to continue to put pressure on lawmakers to put in bills and to try to push back on this filibuster issue and to try to get the For the People Act passed. I've been talking to officials who say two other things really need to happen. The first is that the DOJ needs to start taking action to try to figure out whether or not there are ways to stop these state legislatures and these states from...
Remember, we talked about that when Garland came out and said, well, it's really not up to you to pass these laws to ensure that you're... We'll take care of them. Of course, you've heard Arizona and other people saying, you're not coming into my state to touch the voting machines. But this is going to be part and parcel with the For the People Act. People think that it's dead. It's not. Okay? This demonic evil that we are dealing with, these people who stole the election in November and are trying to solidify. See, because they took that risk and they took away the election from President Trump, despite getting 75 million votes, and then claim that Joe Biden got 150 billion gajillion votes, they have to do this. This isn't like, oh, well, let's pass a bill renaming a street after... I don't know, Joe Biden's fifth kid or whatever, like whatever Hunter's fifth stripper girlfriend name. They're not doing that. They're not passing a bill to rename a post office. This has to be done. This legislation has to go through. Of course, we don't really care about federal politics. I get all that. But in their mind, they have to look at it from their point of view. They have to get it done. It has to be done. Because this is the second part of that plan. The plan was to install Ice Cream Joe and then use the seats that were stolen in Georgia. And I told them they were going to get stolen in Georgia. And it's absolutely confirmed after Brad Raffensperger decided to get rid of 100,000 votes. Oh, yeah, we're just going to get rid of them. This has to be done on their part. And this, they're going to use the DOJ to pressure these states in conjunction. While they do that, they're going to find a way to get this through flipping a couple of other senators, or, you know, the Romney types, the Murkowski, not Murkowski, that's Murkowski's Alaska, Collins and others.